Today's shir is Masech Tezach and Daf Samach Dalet. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbaruch and Daf Samach Dalet Amin Aleph for the third line. The Mishnah taught us that Shlosh Dvarim, the Mishnah said there were the three things that were done on the bottom half of the Keren Deroimus Maravis, and there were three things that were done on the upper half of the Keren Deroimus Maravis. So the Gemara says, Chatas Oif, this that we said that the Chatas Oif was made on this Keren Deroimus Maravis, says the Gemara Hadamaran, that's what we had learned previously in our previous year, that the Pasuk says, Ki Chatasi, that we learn from here that the Chatas Oif should be brought in the same way, in the same place as the Hagosha of the Karban Mincha. And the Karban Mincha, the Hagosha, the bringing the Karban next to that corner, is done as we had learned, on that corner. Hagoshes, this that we know, the Hagosha, as we just said, of the Karban Mincha, is done on that corner. The way we know that is because the Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'gisha el hamizbeach. And we learned in our previous shir that there was a two psukim that we learned in that shir had to be reconciled. One Pasuk taught us that it's done lifnei Hashem. One Pasuk taught us that it's done el pnei hamizbeach. And as we learned in that shir, we understood that the best place where to accomplish that is on the Keren Deroimus Maravis. We learned that the Shiari Hadam, the leftover blood, is poured on that corner. How do we know that? It says the one because the Pasuk says was called Dam Apar Yishbaich al Yisoid Hamzbeach. And we understood that the Yisoid Hamzbeach has to mean the Keren Maroimi. But as we learned, really it should just be the Droimi itself, because as we have learned previously, that's where the Kayin goes down. But there's an issue. The Keren Droimi, we learned, only has that Droimi, the Droimi side of Mizbeach, only has a Keren that's one Amma long. So that's why Rashi explains it's just not enough place when you have such limited amount of space to do the Shiori Hadam on that Yisoid, and that's why it's extended to the whole side of Yisoid Deroimi Maravis. The Mishnah continued teaching us that on that corner, which we are speaking about, the Keren Deroimus Maravis, on the upper half, it was used for the Nisach HaMayim. On Sukkos, as we discussed, was used for the Nisach HaMayim and Sukkos. Yayin, as we discussed, every time a carbon is brought, they bring along Nisach Yayin. Oilas ha'oif kishirabe b'mizrach. When there's too much carbon, oilas ha'oif, to be brought on the proper place, then it's brought on that side. The overflow is brought on that side, and the Gemara explains this. Ask the Gemara, my Tama, what is the reason that we normally bring it, the Karban Oilas Ha'oif, on Deroimus Mizrachis? Why was it normally made on the Deroimus Mizrachis? In other words, the Gemara's question is, why do we have to specifically have certain places and certain sides where the Karban Oilas Ha'oif was made? We should just be able to do it wherever we can. And as I sort of was trying to point out, there are different considerations in our shiurim. We've learned why things are done. Sometimes it's a pasuk that helps us understand that that's the proper place to do something. Sometimes it's a concept, like we discussed, emavir mala mitzvahs. What is the concept over here, or the pasuk over here, that would tell us to do this in a certain place, that the Gemara is telling us, don't do it in that place? What's the reason that we're saying to do it on Maravis Deroimus? Answers the Deroimus Mizrachis, only when there's extra, when we need more room, do we go there? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Bnei Shekroiva Beis Hadeshin. This is the closest corner to the Beis Hadeshin. That's the place where every day, the first thing that they did every morning in the Beis HaMikdash was clear out some ash, a ladle full, a pan full of ash. And we're going to see that that was the closest place where they to throw the Moira and the Knights of the Carbon Eilus Oif. And therefore, Chazal established that that's the place to do it. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan bar Rei, Kama Godel Koichen Shel Kahanim. So he says, from this Gemara, we could see how strong the Kahanim had to be. She'en lecha kal ba'ifis. There's nothing lighter in the bird. Yoisa Moira v'naitza. Moira is the crap. Moira is the crap. V'zaykai is the feathers. And pomim, she'akayin zarkin yosem shleish ama. When the oilus oif was brought, when there was too much oilus oif, as we've been saying, to be put on the mizrach side, so he had to put it on the Romus Marava side, which the distance from there to the Beis Hadeshin is more than 30 amos. And to be able to throw something that light, that far, means that you know how to throw. So the Sfas Emes makes a point. It says, well, if you have something that's very light, the way you can make it easier to throw is by attaching a stone to it. So it says from here that we learn that such an option is not available. You have to throw it the way it is, not put any weight on it to make it go, to make it easier to throw. And he suggests that there's a source in the pasuk, and there's a source in the pasuk to teach us that, because the pasuk says v'hishloch oisa, and he says the Chazal say oisa, it should be thrown by itself with nothing else attached to it. Says the Gemara, the Tanan. The Gemara goes into explaining exactly where was the Beis Hadeshin. So he says, the Mishnah Masechta Tamid of Chof Ches on the Beis teaches us regarding the Trumas Hadeshin. Says the Gemara, as we know, as we just said, the first thing that was done every day was the Trumas Hadeshin, and there was a pious, there was a gyro to determine who should get that privilege. And what he did was, not the Machta Shel Kesef, he took a shovel made out of silver. And I saw that the reason that they made it out of silver, the Gemara Masechta Yuma explains, normally the kalim that were used in the Beis HaMikdash were made out of gold, but there's a concept of a Torah chasa of Mamanim Shel Yisrael. Torah is concerned about money, and this is something that's going to easily be worn out, used every morning as a shovel with ash. So in order that if they're going to have to replace it, they shouldn't have to use a gold shovel, they used a silver shovel. So again, the kohen took the shovel made out of silver, went up to the top of Mizbeach, he moves to the side the ash that's on top, because they wanted to get to the ash that's in the middle, because the ash that's in the middle is still glowing, and hotter, and therefore they wanted to get that ash. V'chata m'chulos apnimius, and they take the inner ash, inner coals that are very hot and already almost completely ash. V'yared, and they go down the ramp, the kevesh of the mizbeach. V'gil aritzpah, and they get to the floor of the azara, facing Durham. And now, Machs upon of Klapitzofen, he turns around to the Tzofen side, V'hoylech l'mizrachah shel kevesh, and then he walks to the east side of that ramp, Kas Amos, 10 Amos towards the Mizbeach, that means walking from the beginning of the ramp, 10 Amos, Tzovra esagacholam agave aritzbah, and then they pile up the ash on the floor, Rachim and Akevesh shloshet tfachim, with a distance of 3 tfachim away from the Kevesh. And that's what we know as the Beis Hadeshin. Mokim, and this is also the place, Shanayas the Meir V'Noitza, that they put the Meir V'Noitza of the Oil of Sa'if. Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi, that's also where they deposit the ash from the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And the Menorah, when they clean out the menorah. The Ravid points out why was it done specifically at this place. So the Ravid explains, because the pasuk says v'hisser v'hishlich. So it seems that the place where we do the Malika and the Mitzvah Adam, that's also the place where we, that's also the place where this is done. So now we've just established that the place of doing it is by the Beis Hadeshen, and we just also will learn that from the Droimus Marovis corner of the Mizbeach till the Beis Hadeshen is more than 30 Amos, because from the east side of the ramp till the west of the Mizbeach is 22 Amos. And the calculation is as follows. The Mizbeach, we know, is 32 Amos wide on the bottom. On the top, it's only 28 Amos wide. The Kevesh is 16 Amos wide. The ramp was right in the middle of the width of the Mizbeach. So that means if we have an area of 16, which is the ramp, in the middle of an area which is 28 amos wide, so 28 minus 16 equal 12. So the width of the kevesh is 16, and there's going to be 6 amos on each side. So we see from the mizrach of the kevesh until the west corner of the Mizbeach, there are 22 Amos. Now, the Beis Hadeshen to the corner of the Mizbeach is also 22 Amos. Because as we said, the length of the Kevesh is 32 Amos. That is, we start from the beginning to the end of the Kevesh. He walked 10 Amos towards the Mizbeach. So we have 22 Amos left from the 32. We started with 32 length, minus 10 equal 22. So we know from here that from the Beis Hadeshen until the Droimus Marovis corner was 22 Amos in the west, from the east to the west corner, and another 22 Amos from the floor of the Ritzpah to the wall of the Mizbeach. So we have here, if we draw imaginary line, we have here a square of 22 Amos squared from the Beis Hadeshen to that corner. Now, the Gemara ends, says of mathematical formula. Whenever we want to measure the diagonal, that means if we know what is the space of the line and we want to figure out the diagonal, we multiply by 1 and 2/5, 1.114, which is known as pi. So if we start with 22 and we do this math, we'll have a little more than 30 amos, says the Gemara. But if you really do the math, it's really 31 amma. And says the Gemara, there's part of that place is where the Kohen actually stands. We're not taking into consideration the place where the Kohen stands. We learned further in the Mishnah, Kol Oyel Mizbeach, whoever goes up to the Mizbeach, goes up, makes a right turn, and continues walking around, except the one that does the Avoida, these Avoidas, that they walk to the left. My Tama, why don't they go to the right as we do everywhere else? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Sochim, the reason that people carried in the Sochim did not make a right turn, because we're concerned as the Kohen is walking with the wine of the Nesachim in his hand, the Nesachim will get all ruined and full of smoke from all the smoke that's on the Mizbeach. And there's a halacha that Yain Mo'ushin, the wine that became affected by the smoke, is possible to be used for the menachas, as the Gemara teaches us in Masechta Menachos Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis. El Oyel Sa'if, why when the Oyel Sa'if was done, did they go to the left to get to the corner quickly and not go around and around? Says the Gemara, because we're concerned, Shema Thomas Boshin. The bird, with all of that smoke, may become asphyxiated from all that smoke. So to avoid it walking around with that bird that much time, then the halacha is that it's possible. And the halacha, most interestingly, is that it's not that the wine that we just said gets disqualified. It doesn't have to be wine that it's not wine that gets disqualified just because it loses, it doesn't look like wine anymore. Even if the wine just loses its taste and its aroma, it's already disqualified. So this Gemara is actually teaching us a very important halacha, that even though, as we've been learning a number of times in our perek, the kol pinah atapinu lehei el derech yamin, that whenever you make a turn, you should make a turn to the right. There are certain times that there are certain considerations that overtake that consideration. So one of the questions that come up is that when somebody gets an aliyah to the Sefer Torah, the Shulchan Aruch says he should go to the right. Go to the Sefer Torah by going towards the right. But the question is, what is the halacha if going to the right, if going to the left is more of a direct route to the bima? The Shulchan Aruch says, then take the direct route. The Chasam Sofer disagrees and says that in such case, he should go to his right. The Chasam Sofer says, let's learn our Gemara. Our Gemara just taught us, if not for the concern of the smoke, the Kohen would turn rightwards, even if it would take a longer time to get to the corner that he has to do the Nisach or the Avoider with the bird. So from here we see that there's always a preference to go to the right. The Prima Gadim, however, makes an interesting point. He says he agrees with the Chasam Sofer that going to the right always takes precedence, even overtaking a shorter route. But then he suggests that there's a concept of Kavarat Tzibur. So if he says that if the Chazan is carrying the Sefer Torah to the Bima, he should take the route to his right, even if it's a longer route, as the Chasam Sofer just taught us. He said, but if an individual is called off for an aliyah to the Sefer Torah, he should take the most direct route, because the Tzibur is waiting until this person gets to the Bima. And Kavrat Tzibur, says the Prima Gadim, dictates that we should be more concerned about the Kavrat Tzibur than taking the right turn. For many, as the Gemara, we're learning from here that the Mishnah, ask the Gemara, that the Mishnah seems to teach us that by bird we always take a route around and around. For many, the Mishnah Masechta Tamid Lamed Gimel Amud Beis teaches us that if the Kohen Gadol wants to be the one to do any avoida, the halach is he has first choice, and then it says Balal Hakaf Mizbeach. If the Kohen is going around the Mizbeach to do Nisach Hayayin, Mayin Hu Maskel, how does he do it? Mekaren Dravis Maravis, to Mizrachis Sophonis, to Sophonis Maravis, to Maravis Dravis, and then Nisach Hayayin Lenaschai. So we see that even here, he's doing Nisach Hayayin, and he's still taking the right turns. Answers. The Gemara, Amar Rav Yochanan, there it's Hakafa Baragel. The Kohen wasn't carrying any wine. When is there a concern? As we just learned, the concern is that he's going to ruin the wine. Here, he's not carrying the wine. And therefore, since he's not carrying the wine, he can keep on making the right turns. And says the Gemara, Amar Rav Deka Nami, that's the way to understand the Tani, Noisin Lo Yain Nesach. The Mishnah over there said that when he got to the corner where he's going to do Nisach Hayayin, they give him the wine. V'loy Katani, v'loy M'loy Nasach. It doesn't say anywhere that he should do, when he gets to that corner, do the Nisach Hayayin. What does that indicate? That he wasn't carrying the wine until he got here, Shmamino. Tana Bonin says, the Gemara, the Brisa teaches us, Kol Oilem Mizbeach, whoever goes up to the Mizbeach, Oilem Derech Yamin, they go up to the, on the right side of the ramp, Yardim Derech Smol. And he goes down the left side. The oil and Derech Mizrach, they walk up on the east side of the ramp. V'yard and Derech Marv, and they come down on the west side of the ramp. Chutz man oyla shlosh dvar ma'olam, except for these three things that we've been learning, the nisach hayayim, the nisach hamayim, and the oyla sa'oif, that in a time when it's going to be done on the Duraimus Marovus corner, that in those situations, Shoil and Derech Marav, Vyard and Derech Marav, they go up on the west side of the ramp, and that's the side that they're going to walk down. Oilach Derech Yimin, Vyard and Derech Yimin. Ask the Gemara, Derech Yimin, how could you say that they're walking up towards the right, on the right of the ramp? The way we just explained, that in these circumstances, they're walking up the left. Derech Smolhi, answers the Gemara, Amar Avina Tanis Smol. The Gemara says, indeed, it's a very fair question, and amend that it, the Braisa that should say small. Rava Amar Ma Yamin, what does Yamin mean in this situation? Yamin the Mizbeach. That since the Mizbeach is, the since the ramp of the Mizbeach is on the side, south side, the right is on your, on the Marav. And the Mishnah is teaching us that when they go up and down the Mizbeach, the ramp, they're going up and down the right, it's your right side when you're coming from the Mizbeach. Am I small? So if you're looking at it from the Mizbeach's perspective, it's the right. It's you're coming down on your right side, and you're going up on your right side. If you look at it from the perspective of the person who's walking up, it's on his left side. Ayi, says the Gemara, why did the Braisa change the way it speaks? In the first part of the Braisa, the Braisa, when it said right, it meant when you're walking up on the east side. And now it says right, and it means when you're walking up the left side. So shouldn't there be consistency in this Braisa and what it calls Yamin and what it calls Smo? And therefore, ask the Gemara. And the reason we could understand is because there's always a question of the perspective. Are we looking from the right, or from, are we looking from the Mizbeach's perspective, or from the person's perspective? But the Gemara's question is, there ought to be consistency between the Reisha and the Sefer. Listen, I-E-D-E-D from the Mizbeach perspective, I-E-D-E-D from the Gavra's perspective. It says the Gemara Kasha. The Gemara begins now to speak about kabbonis that are brought from an oif, from a bird. And the Mishnah begins by speaking about chatas oif. And Tosfos points out the reason that the Mishnah speaks about chatas oif before it speaks about oilas oif, because if somebody has to bring a chatas oif and oilas oif, the halacha dictates he should bring the chatas oif first. As we've mentioned in previous shurim, the chatas oif is brought in a number of situations. One is the carbon oil of a yared. We learned extensively about the carbon oil of a yared, where a person does certain averus, tumas megdish v'kadoshav, he made a false shvua. In these cases, the Torah dictates that you bring a carbon oil of a yared. A carbon oil of a yared tells us that if you could afford it, you bring one animal as a carbon chattis. If you can't afford that, then you bring two birds, one for chatas and one for oila. And if you can't even afford that, then you bring a seerah sefer for mincha. A metzora, when he becomes tahor, brings three animals, chatas, oila, and shlamim. But if he can't afford, then he only brings one animal for carbon asham, and he brings two birds, again, one for oila and one for a chatas. A zav, who becomes tahor, brings two birds, one for an oila, one for a chatas. And the same halacha is by a zava. A yaledes, when she comes to finish her term of yimei leida, it's either 40 days by a boy, 80 days by a girl, the Torah says then that if she could afford it, Baruch Hashem, she brings a keves la'ila and a bird for a chatas. And if she can't afford the animal, she brings two birds, echa la'ila, echel lechatas. And a nazir, when he becomes tar, if a nazir during his term of naziris became tamei, when he becomes tar, he brings two birds, one la'ila and one lechatas. The Torah speaks about extensively what we do when we bring such a carbon. So the first thing we do, before we get into the Mishnah, is we do Malika. As we often say, the way a bird is killed when it's a carbon is by piercing the back, piercing the back of the neck. And as we're going to speak quite extensively, by chatas oif, we do not sever the head from the body. And then afterwards, we turn the bird around and the blood spritzes on the wall of the Mizbeach. And then they squeeze out the blood onto the side of the Mizbeach. So it teaches us the Mishnah, Chatas Oif, Ketzer Aisinasis, exactly what was the procedure for Chatas Oif. Says the Mishnah, Hayib Malik Esroishoi Mimol Arpoi, the back of the animal is pierced. The back of the animal is pierced from its neck, Veina Mavdol. But as we just said, we don't separate the head from the body. And then we have the blood spritzed on the wall of the Mizbeach. Sharidam, and then whatever blood is left in the body of that bird, Hamismatza al Yisoid. We would squeeze out that the blood should reach to the Yisoid, reach the Yisoid of the Mizbeach. Veilam Mizbeach. And there's nothing actually put on the Mizbeach, Ella Dama, only the blood that we just discussed, the Kulai, the Kahanim. And all the meat of that bird is given to the Kahanim. Begins the Gemara Tana Rabbanan. The Braisa discusses the Chatas Oif. The Pasuk says, V'hizim Adama Chatas, Al-Kiram Mizbeach, V'anishim Adam, Yimotza Yisoyram Mizbeach, Chatasu. Says the Gemara, the pasuk says, "He's a medam achatis, miguf achatis." The bird, the blood is spritzed from the animal, from the bird itself, not in as we normally speak about zrikas hadam of a carbon. The dam is caught in a keli, and from the keli, it's put onto the mizbeach. Here, haketzat oichad b'roish miguf, he holds on to the body of the bird, umaza, and that's the way he spritzes. That's the way he spritzes onto the Mizbeach. Al-Kir Mizbeach, says the Gemara, it has to be done the Kir of the Mizbeach. V'loi al-Kir al-Keves, not on the wall of the ramp. V'loi al-Kir al-Hechel, nor of the wall of the Beis HaMikdash. V'loi al-Kir al-Ulam, and not on the floor of the Ulam, which is the foyer before the Kodesh, before the Hechel. Veza, where is that done? Where was this Hazor done? Says the Mishnah Zeh Kira Tachten, on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. Oh, yeah, you know, Ella Kira Elyon. Maybe it should be on the upper half, and we can make an argument for that point. V'dinhu, Oma Behema Shadam Ola Salamata. We speak about a carbon oila from a Behema that we've learned previously. The Zrika Sadam of a carbon behemoth, oilless behemoth, is done on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. Chatos olamala, the loch is a carbon chatis, the dam is done on the upper half. Oila, that when we have an oilless oif, the loch is sha'olos olamala, the blood is put on the upper half. Enadin shechatos olamala, certainly the loch is that the blood of the chatis oif should be lamala. Tamaloyma, the pasuk says, "V'nisha b'dam yimatzah yisoyim mizbeach kir shirayim shaloi." It should be done on a place that the blood will pour onto the yisoyid. Veizazeh, what does that mean? How will it pour on the onto the yisoyid? If you do it on the bottom half, because if you're going to do it on the upper half, the soiviv, the ledge which juts out, will prevent you from being able to do. Will prevent you from doing the proper Hazor Sadam. Ask the Gemara, but maybe what the pasuk means to say is Navid Mealoi, Vahad Navid Metatai. Let's do the Hazor first on the upper half, and then do it on the bottom half. Says the Gemara, Amrav Amik Siv Anisha Bedam Yimotzei. Yimotzei Ksiv. It has to be done in a way, if the pasuk would say it that way, that would mean that the kohen has to get the blood to the bottom half. Here it says, Yimotzei Yisoyim Mizbeach, the Memele Masha, squeeze it in a place that it will just go by itself onto the Yisoyim. It says the Gemara, Amar Rav Zutra, Batuvya, Amar Rav, exactly asked the, how was the malika done. Says the Gemara, oiches gapov b'shtei etzbos. You grab hold of the wings of the bird with two fingers, with the index finger and the long finger. That's how you grab between those two fingers. Do you put the wings of the bird? B'shtei reglayim, and the two legs of the feet, the two legs of the bird, you should hold on to with the two other fingers, ben kamitzel zeres, and then you take the neck of the animal, umesech tzavarei, and you pull out the neck, al roichev goydloi, you pull out the neck along your thumb, umolkoi, and that's how and that's how you'll be able to pierce the back of the animal. The Masnisa Tana, says the Gemara, the Braisa taught us a different procedure how to do this. Tzipra Malbar, you hold the bird on the back of your hand, and the neck is sticking up. Oiches gapa b'shtei etzbos, hold down the wings with two fingers. B'shnei reglaim b'shtei etzbos, and keep down the two legs with two fingers. Maseich tzavaria al roichav b'shtei etzbosov, and like that you put the neck on top of other two fingers, and then you do the malika. And says the Braisa, zu avoida kosher shebemikdash. This was a very, very difficult avoida. Ask the Gemara, when the Braisa uses these words, it seems to indicate that this is difficult for Sulai, there are no other difficult avoidas. But ask the Gemara, that isn't actually correct. For Ika Kamitza, we're going to learn, particularly Masechet Menachos, the way kmitza was done also was very difficult, doing the kmitza and also keeping it the exact right size. And the chafina. Chafina is a Yom Kippur when the Kohen Gadol would take special ketores into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, not the ketores that's done every day. He would take the ketores with the ketores being in his left hand. In the right hand, he had a shovel with coals in it. And as he entered the Kodesh Kedoshim, he put the pan with the coals on top between the two poles of the Aron. And then he took the coals, he took the Torahs into the palm of his hands. And then he put them on top of those coals. And the Gemara Masechta Yuma again says it was very difficult to do this. The Gemara says that they had to use the teeth even to do it. So it's very, very complicated. So I saw that the Michas Elazar asks a very obvious question. As we just tried to explain, certainly doing this avoida was very, very complicated. And why did the Torah ask us? Why does the Torah ask us to do it in such a complicated fashion? Wouldn't it'd be easier to do it in a way that it's not so hard to do. So he points out that the reason a person who brings a carbon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that it should not be easy. It should not be easy. Doing tshuva doesn't necessarily come easy. Another pshat that he says is that every animal and bird that was used in the Beis HaMikdash, just like we find in Parashas Noach, that the animals and the birds that were supposed to be saved entered the Teva by themselves, these animals made it easy for them to be killed. And therefore, even though it was something that would normally be difficult, here these birds made it easy for them to be killed. We learned further that the Kohen, whatever he does with his right hand. And there's a question which comes up in a number of areas of halacha, where we know that halacha normally insists that we use the right hand. But let's say you have a situation where a person has difficulty using his right hand. For example, when it comes to making kiddush, there's somebody who has difficulty holding the cup with his right hand. Can he use his left hand to help hold the right hand? So certainly in a case where Baruch Hashem, somebody's able to do it without any help, That's what he should do. But what's the halacha when he can't? So the Shulchan Aruch, and Aruch Chaim Sim Kuf Bei Gimel Sifdal writes, Mekabel Sekoy Shal Brach V'Shtei Yodav, he should take that kois with the two hands. Kshemas Kovarach Noitla B'Minoi, he, when he starts making the bracha, he should hold it with the right hand. V'loy Yisayei B'Smol, he shouldn't have the left hand help. And the Rama says, V'hayna Dafke Shloi Tiga Smol B'Kois, but says that you now have the left hand hold the cup. If you're putting your left hand under your right hand to help your right hand, that would be mutter. So the Rama says that's mutter. That, however, says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Achronim, that if the that one should not use the left hand at all. So the Chashuki Chemed, in answering this question, seems to take the following approach. He says, it depends. If the person is able to use his right hand is really able to do it, and he's only using the left hand to help himself, there we have more of a reason to be lenient. But if somebody is doing it completely, the right hand is unable to do it, and he's relying on the left hand, That's more complicated. In the Haggadah, we make the bracha before the drinking the second kais. We say, "Ken Hashem alkein v'alkei v'seinu yagienu l'ma'adam l'golam acherim haboim l'kraseinu l'sholem smechem v'vinyan irecha v'sosim b'avodasecha v'noch Hashem v'nazvachem v'napsachem ashi yagia domim alkir mizbechacha l'rotzen." And the question that many ask is, why does the Torah have to tell us about the kir mizbechacha, the wall of the mizbeach? So the Or Samech says, in the name of the Sefer, the name of his fallen with the Zera of Rom, the halacha is that by all kabbalas, we've discussed this halacha earlier in our Masechta, if the Zrikas Adam was done in the wrong place, it disqualifies the to be able to eat from the meat of that carbon. But still, the carbon is kosher, and the owners get credit for the carbon. But you can't eat from the meat. Says the Or Samech that that's the halacha by all kabbanis. But when we speak about a carbon Pesach, which the entire purpose of the carbon Pesach being brought is in order that we should be able to eat from the carbon Pesach, if you're not going to be able to eat from that carbon, then the whole purpose of the carbon is not accomplished. That's what says Shigia Dom Al Ker Mizbechacha, that we did the Zrikas Adam is on the bottom half in the proper place. The Gemara is going to teach us Ker Mizbechacha means the bottom place. So by the carbon Pesach, we said it, we did it in the Ker Mizbechacha, we did it in the right place. For if we will not do the Zrikas Adam in the right place, there's no purpose in bringing that. There's no purpose in bringing that carbon. And that's why the Torah says, that's why we say, "Bei Agada, Ashigia Domam Al Kir Mizbechacha."